Welcome back for part two of our conversation with Octavio Avila on our topic of career myths, staying in one job or one career forever.
It's likely that you will be securing opportunities, paid or otherwise, that reinforce your interests. So you explore as before you then establish yourself in a specific career. For example, you could say, oh, I want to have a career in music. I want to have a career in education. And then you will continue to seek out these positions or occupations that support that. So I think before you can have a career change, so to speak, is that you have to acknowledge and be aware that you've had a career, you know, and maybe there's not a specific timeline for that. And that might vary for individuals, but perhaps my opinion or my take is that I don't know that having one job or one occupation, let's say for a year, constitutes a career.
Yes.
You know, maybe you're one of those individuals who's been in an occupation over many years, and that might constitute a career. But in my experience and in my research with both students academically and with alumni, is that a career could span many years, somewhere like 10, 15, 20 years, even more so. And within that span, there's multiple occupations and jobs that support that career, as I was referencing earlier. So there's a degree of investment, time, context, and work before you can say that you've had a career, to say that you can change your career.
Yes.
And even then, that's a little gray. You know, in preparation for today, I was looking up some of our studies, and at least looking up at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, I didn't find any specific data that they provide or quantify, because it's hard to really pinpoint where a career ends and a new one begins, you know, so to speak. So I think anecdotally or fairly, you know, like a career could have its life cycle in which, for any number of reasons, factors, dynamics, interests, cultural changes, finances alike, you may have a career in an area for, like, let's say, I'm just making up the number, 7 years. And if you realize, you know what, I have other interests through my career, I've developed new interests, new skill sets. Now I want to pivot and change careers from this area to something that is maybe totally unrelated. So that's already 7 years, for example, that has elapsed. We don't know how long the next career might be, but it might be another 5, 7 years. That's already 14 years, you know, so people may have career shifts, and depending on how long their careers are, maybe there's room for 2, 3 career changes. That's really hard to pinpoint, but I think it's important to identify that you've had focus through experiences in multiple occupations or positions reinforcing the career before you could say you've had a career change. Again, perhaps my opinion and whatnot, these positions and jobs should be relevant to one another or support the larger career arc.
Yes.
I don't think they could be so disparate from one another. And, you know, for example, you know, just to be concrete, like, if you want to say you had a career in music, you know, perhaps one of those positions or occupations was you were a freelance musician, and then you were a music teacher, and then you were a pit orchestra musician, and maybe now you're a musical director, and you've invested your time and had some development in these areas, and that's taken a course of 7 years or 10 years. You could say, I've had a career in music.
Yeah.
You know, and you could disagree with me on this, but if, for example, if you had disparate occupations, oh, I'm a freelance musician, I'm also a lifeguard, I'm also a marketing assistant, they may not support an overarching career theme or a career hub. Maybe they support you and you're okay with that. That's okay. No judgment on that. But I don't know if that's fair to say that that's a career, because all these supporting, they're not, these individual jobs or occupations are not in concert with one another, and perhaps they're not supporting a larger career theme.
And you bring up a really interesting point that I want to touch on just really, really quick, is this difference between the word career and jobs. A lot of times I think I've done this, certainly in my lifetime, and I think students do this as well, is they interchange those interchangeably. They use them for the same thing. And that adds to this myth of like, I need to find a career. Well, a career is, it can be in a specific job. Yes, certainly. But a lot more times, I feel like it's more accurate to have a career theme, a theme of music, a theme of education. And then everything that, like you were talking about, that ties into that, being a freelance musician, being in a pit orchestra. Rather than stressing, am I doing the right thing for my career? Are you in the ballpark? Are you on the arc? Are you on the spectrum? If you are, and it's working towards the goals that you have, those personal values, you're able to put a roof over your head, feed your family, and you're staying aligned with your values. Let's step away from interchanging individual jobs and positions from career arcs, I would say. Am I accurate in saying that?
No, I agree with that 100%. And I think sometimes we could get lost in our own use of language, but they do mean different things. And I think as we get clarity on that, that perhaps it provides a new framework or conceptual model by which to operate. And if I may, I thinking about this conversation, I went through a thought exercise and maybe want to share with you and the audience. So as you think about careers and kind of to underscore the point that you just made, John, so imagine a wheel.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and at the center of this wheel is a hub. That hub represents you. You know, it's what makes you you. And I use the terms personality, your ability, your interests, your values, your experiences. That's your hub. And in this hub, you know, there's a common theme in your life. For me, it was education, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps your hub theme is music or finance or medicine. So that's what you want to identify, you know, mm-hmm. identify this career hub. And then as you imagine the wheel extending from the hub, there are spokes, and each of those spokes may represent internships, jobs, occupations, those vehicles that allow you to apply yourself, to express yourself through work. And you're acting from your hub and you're seeking out opportunities by which to express yourself outwardly. So these are the jobs that branch out from the hub. So, as you apply these jobs, these spokes are taking you or moving you towards your career aim. You know, you're gaining experience, you're gaining information. It's bringing back information. So not only are you putting things out, but you're also picking up things. And as you reinforce these spokes and as these spokes, you know, drive the wheel that take you places, it's reinforcing the hub. You know,
yes.
So at least that's the idea, that these experiences, these spokes should reinforce the wheel with every revolution. You're picking up these new experiences and information and really solidifying that you are in the right direction. You're going in the right direction. And perhaps occasionally you might pick up something that maybe doesn't reinforce the hub.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe don't have to do anything with it. Maybe that's just something that you could just put aside. Or maybe, hey, this is something new. I maybe mm-hmm. didn't think about this as a 21-year-old upon graduation or 22, but now as a 30-year-old, this is something new because we're not static individuals. You know, we're dynamic. We have a multitude of interests, likes, experiences that evolve and change over time. So somewhere in this wheel that is reinforcing the hub, you know, once you, let's say, arrive at your destination or your aim, then you establish yourself in it. You know, you've achieved the aim. Now you work to maintain it until you identify a new aim. And perhaps that's what this experience is. There's that spoke there that is now part of the hub that represents a new opportunity. So if your career has come to its end of its cycle, why not you start a new cycle and you mm-hmm. repeat that cycle all over again? And perhaps that's when you start a new career.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, I love how you put that. It's a cycle. It's a hub. And sometimes that cycle is you stay in that same wheel for 40, 50 years and you retire. sometimes right. that cycle moves into another cycle and they all kind of attach together, and it's all right if the cycle ends. Sometimes we mourn the end of a cycle, and that's okay, but it is all right to have a cycle. It is all right to make these changes. It's all right to learn. It's all right to grow. We're not static individuals. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of our time. So Octavio, do you have any last minute, just general career advice, advice on our topic of today, of the myth that you need to stay in a career forever? Do you have anything to plug? Any last final thoughts for us?
No, thank you, John. The good news is that it's a myth. And
yes,
you know, the good news too is that you have the means to explore. So that's one of the main reasons to explore these career themes, to identify the prospects that come from you, from your personality, your abilities, your interests, your values, and that you could seek out these opportunities so that as you explore, you're able to identify the career aim or direction you may want to explore. And through that exploration, you're able to refine that and then specify. And like everything that we just discussed, you're able to then create your career. You know, you could stumble upon it, you could follow a career path, but you have agency to career the path, a path. And that's fun. You know, when you do so, you're always on the right path because you've created it. So I hope that's reassuring, reaffirming. It could be daunting, but it takes courage to explore that unknown. And we're here to help you with that as you need assistance, and more power to you for taking on these uncharted paths and moving forward.
Thank you, Octavio. So to all of our listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. Please fill it out. That's why we're doing this. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.